Okay, we are recording. Eric, are you there?
Karen, I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Oh, I probably messed it up. Been having problems with my Wi-Fi lately, but if you can hear me, that's fine.
My little light on my camera says it's still on. I just am not seeing stuff, so I'm going to try and log in again to see what it does.
Amber, is that you?
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
What happened? Where did Eric go?
I don't know. We're having troubles this morning.
Boy. Okay. Cheryl just disappeared too.
I'm back. I can see now. I can see Cheryl now too.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Cheryl. It's fine. Is Chuck going to be joining us?
He's tentative, so it looks like he's not going to be here. But we have three, so. Oh, now we can't hear Eric. Hold on, Eric. Eric, we can't hear you now.
How about that?
That's better.
Okay, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Hi.
I'm ready. All right. I would like to call the monthly meeting of the Board of Athletic Training to order at 9:35 a.m. on June 1st, 2020. Do a roll call. Eric Fries here. Chuck Boffin's absent. Bart Peterson.
Here.
Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Jennifer Fadley. Not present. Karen Whiteford.
Here.
Amber Jones.
I'm here.
Sabrina Kahn.
Here.
All right. Do we have any conflict declarations or conflicts of interest?
No.
Nope.
None. All right. Number four, discuss amend approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for March 2nd, 2020.
Mr. Chair, the minutes from that meeting have not been finalized yet, so we'll have to table that to the July meeting.
Okay. All right. So if we could review future board meeting schedule, everybody good with, if we're able, July 6th in person?
Yes.
And then you put on here, Karen, it doesn't matter to me, obviously, but you put Google Meet instead of WebEx. Is it changing?
Yes, we'll talk about that later.
Okay. Fair enough. Everybody good with those the next three months on there?
Yes.
All right. Review discussion of possible action board business related to COVID-19. So, Karen, I'm imagining, obviously, you've got this entire section for us.
Yes. And I changed it around because there's something in the licensing that You'll notice, and that's related to all of the COVID-19 waivers. So, as all of you know, on the 11th, the governor declared the emergency, then Dr. Kara Crisp from the Arizona Department of Health Services issued an administrative order for health regulatory boards. And in your materials, I highlighted the important text in that order. The first part being healthcare professional regulatory boards that are under Title 32 shall identify any professional licensure requirements under its regulatory authority for which a temporary waiver is necessary to adequately address the state of emergency. So we went through all of our rules and identified several areas where we have to waive certain requirements temporarily. Number one is the fingerprint requirement. People have not been able to have their fingerprints rolled, so they are able to sign on and request a waiver. If they request that and they submit everything else, then they get a six-month provisional license. And that's what you're going to see in the list of licenses. So then once the 6 months is up, they have to submit fingerprints or a fingerprint clearance card, and then they get their regular one-year license. So essentially they could be getting up to 18 months for the price of 12. The other area is the... and I think this is also in a different executive order, the BOC exam. The Scantron centers were closed for quite some time. They are open now, and we're starting to see some test results come in. But as long as they met all of the other requirements for licensure and they submitted official transcripts to show that they successfully completed their program, they could get a six-month provisional license. It does not require supervision. It's just like a regular license, but just for a shorter term. There's a possibility that some of those people may not be able to test and get results by the time that 6 months is up, but we'll have to look at those on a case-by-case basis. Okay, what were the other things? Transcripts. Some people have not been able to get transcripts because the universities have been closed. So as long as they have passed their BOC, we know that they qualified to take the BOC exam. Amber, what was something else that we're...
CPR and first aid.
Yes.
CPR, yep. Yeah.
So for initial licensees, they would get a six-month waiver, the six-month provisional license. But for renewing people, we would just do a six-month extension letter. So let's see. So then moving on to expansion of telemedicine, Executive Order 2020-15, that enables athletic trainers to practice telemedicine while this emergency is still effective. As soon as the emergency is over, then that it will be taken away unless with a bill passes in the next session that allows telemedicine.
Okay,
let's see. Executive Order 2020-17. This is continuity of work. Down at the bottom of the first page of that, we are supposed to defer requirements to renew licenses. So that, again, would be fingerprint, CPR, and so on. Then this one talks about the examination again, how applicants must meet all other requirements. The license is valid for 6 months, and supposedly after the testing centers open, they have 20 days to to test and get their results, which is not possible. But so we'll have to look at that on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
I'm sure the governor's office would be fine with us allowing them the time to get their results back. So let's see. And then at the bottom of page 3, I just highlighted that that affects our board. Okay, let's see. Is there anything else? Okay, so that takes care of item 6A, all of the waivers that we're doing. So then I went into the system the other day to see how many that we've done. Item 6B, COVID-19 waivers granted. We've granted 7 fingerprint waivers, which is not really that bad. 7 temporary CPR waivers. 0 BOC exam waivers. Transcript requirement waiver, just 1, and we've done 9 fee waivers. So they have to, they go onto our website, they click request a fee waiver, they sign an attestation saying that they've been negatively impacted by COVID-19 and can't afford to pay their fees, whether they're initial or renewal.
And Karen, they did not have to, not that I'm doubting, but they didn't have to provide any proof that they have been financially affected. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
You know, it's on the honor system.
Yeah.
And considering 9 fee waivers, that's not that bad, but it would have been an administrative nightmare to prove that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, and with that bill that almost went through this past session, we were going to be doing fee waivers anyway. So,
right.
Getting a little head start.
Good. All right. I'll just obviously announce number 7, but review, discussion, possible action, board business and reports.
Okay.
So, you're up again.
Back to me. Okay. Item 7A1, the financial report. I included that. It's the last page of your board meeting materials, and I highlighted the number in blue at the bottom right side. We're projected to have $8,344 left at the end of this fiscal year. And I was planning to maybe invest in some, you know, new equipment or, you know, find responsible ways to spend that money. However, I did attend a budget meeting a couple of weeks ago, and we were advised to please only spend money if you have to. So,
fair enough. So, Karen, does that $8,300 account for the 9 fee waivers?
So, with the way our budget works, those waivers don't impact us. That number isn't how much money we take in versus how much money we spend. That's how much money how much of our money they're letting us use versus how much we spend. So at the beginning of the year, we had $118,500 or whatever it was to spend, and that's what we're going to have left over.
Okay.
Let's see. 7A2, review of recent board staff activities. Amber and I have both been working at home. The Arizona government has strongly encouraged all state employees to work from home if they can. And in fact, today and tomorrow, we are not supposed to go anywhere near the building.
Good idea.
So Amber, don't go run in there.
The
streets are closed off.
It's even down there, Karen.
So, let's see. So Amber's been working really hard getting, she's been doing some database cleanup, and she's been helping Vicki, because the Occupational Therapy Board has received a lot more waiver requests than the AT Board. So she's helping them out, and just, you know, we're trying to come up with some projects to that we've put off for a while, and now Amber's the person that can get those done. Okay, let's see. Where are we? 7A3, open public board member position. I did send an email to Trista Guzman-Glover at the Office of Boards and Commissions last week, and she said she's going to check into it. But at least we have four board members that are appointed. That I received a resignation from one of the OT board members. They're down to three.
Out of?
Five.
Five.
And only one professional.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So we're actually doing pretty well. Okay. Moving on to...
I didn't mean to interrupt, but so we have no... I mean, obviously, I know there's at least one person on the open...
Mm-hmm.
Open, so we still don't have any information on that, but they are still in the key, so to speak, right?
I believe so. Now, understandably, the governor's office has been extremely busy.
Sure.
But I think now things are starting to lighten up a little bit until this past weekend. So, you know, hopefully we'll get those appointments taken care of.
Okay.
7A4, the statistics, we have 871 current licensees. I think that's up six from the last meeting we had. We have five active consent agreements, and the next item is due on November 4th of this year. Item 7B, State of Arizona Auditor General Audit Report, 18-month follow-up status. So the Auditor General's office is required to follow up 18 months after our initial audit, and we had a list of findings that they felt had not been completely implemented yet, so I had to provide an update on that. And from my perspective, it looks like we're all good. I'm waiting for their report. And then that will be over until next time. Let's see. Okay. And then item 7C, the 2020-54th legislature, second regular session. I still kept these bills to watch on there. However, the session's over. Both sides have adjourned. They left, I think, 100 and something bills that were very close on the table, and they'll just have to either come back in a special session or next year. So item 6C1, obviously SB 1050, the continuation of the Athletic Training Board, that was passed and signed, so we don't have to worry about that one. The ones that really affected athletic training were the fingerprinting requirement, switching to the fingerprint clearance card. That was very close to getting through, but not close enough. Dry needling, that didn't make it. That fee waiver one didn't make it. Telemedicine didn't make it through. And professional licensure fees didn't make it through. So.
Okay. Can we come back to 1050 real fast, Karen?
Sure.
Obviously, passed and signed, I understand that. I'm assuming it still has to go to GERC, is that correct?
No. No, that's all done.
It's finished.
Yes, so we have the continuation for 8 years.
Okay, it's done.
Yes, what has to be done with GERC is updating our rules. And I was holding off until, you know, all of these bills could go through so we could update them all at once, but that's not going to happen now. So looks like we'll be doing a rules package this year and probably next year.
Okay, did that bypass GERC because of the situation, or did they actually review it?
They don't have to review it. GERC is rules.
Only.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and then item 7D, WebEx license expiration. Our license for WebEx expires June 30th. Mm. And now I can't hear Eric again.
Yeah, we lost you, Eric.
Do you have a mute button on your computer that you hit? We're talking to you, Eric. Oh, here.
the vice chair.
I'll come back.
Okay, Arnold. All right, Arnold. Thank you very much.
Karen, I did want to thank you and Eric, but mostly you and Amber and whoever has worked on that continuation. I appreciate all the work you've done to get that done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know it's a lot, and you did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You play the Jeopardy thing?
I think we're looking more like the Brady Bunch.
No, this isn't a Zoom meeting. Zoom meetings are like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's almost back.
Can we hear you now, Eric?
Yeah.
No. He's got himself muted still.
How about that?
There we go.
There you go.
I don't know where I keep losing it, but here we are again. So, we have to be ready for GURP to review the rules then.
But we have to submit the rules package first. So.
Okay. So is that something obviously you and I need to work upon?
Actually, I have a copy of the red line document over at the governor's office for approval, because the governor has to approve all changes to rules, and we've worked on it over the last couple of years. It's just
right.
There's been so much going on. But I can send you that document and see if there's anything else you want to change before it's approved.
Perfect. So, and then when is the GURP review? Do we know?
You know what? We're going to have to agendize this for the next meeting.
Fair enough. Okay. All right. We are down to D.
Oh, okay, so I think maybe you couldn't hear us. Our WebEx license expires June 30th. We now have G Suite here at the office or here on the computers, and there's a program called Google Meet. And it's very similar to what we're on now. And I think over the next month, I will set up individual short meetings with you so that we can make sure that you can access it.
Okay.
I sent a meeting invitation to myself on my personal computer to make sure I didn't have to have a Google account to use it, and it worked fine.
All right. Cool deal. All right, number 8, review, discussion, and possible actions, complaints, hearing, investigations, and compliance. We obviously have no reviews whatsoever, so we can just bypass 8. 9 is the consent agenda, review, consideration, possible action, and applications for licensure approved by the executive director. So 17 initials, 170 renewals. Obviously, those have all been approved.
And Mr. Chair, just a reminder, this is for the last, I believe, 3 months.
3 months, right.
And the ones with an asterisk were the ones that received provisional licenses.
Okay. All right. And we don't need to do anything with the reinstatements, correct?
Correct. I reviewed and made sure that they stated that they did not practice.
Okay.
And they're all paid.
Deal. Holy pages. Here we go.
Yeah.
170. So I'm curious on the accounting part, and maybe this is a question for Amber, but so those with the asterisk, they are automatically flagged in the database to come back up in 6 months to make sure that they have submitted all their necessary materials?
Yeah, well, I have my paperwork, and I have highlighted all my provisionals. So, yes, I will be keeping an eye on them. And in 6 months, yes, we'll take it from there.
Yes.
Depending on what code, you know.
And
October.
And when I approve the license, I go into the actual license and change it from a year to the 6 months. So they have an expiration date that's in 6 months, and they'll get the renewal reminders just like they normally would.
Okay, perfect.
Yep, good shape. Okay, review consideration possible actions on applications for licensure. Obviously, no initial reviews, no renewal applications. So future agenda items, obviously, Karen, you've already written the one that we just talked about.
Mr.
Don't,
Chair?
Don't we need to vote to approve?
To ratify, number 9.
Oh, my apologies. Yep.
This is Bart. I move to ratify the consent agenda as presented.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It has been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been ratified. Okay, number 11, future agenda items. So, Karen, you've obviously written that one down that we just discussed.
Yes.
In terms of GERT.
Yes.
Anybody else have, and if you would, please continue to keep the agenda or
the open board
open
member
board seat on the agenda, please. Anybody else have anything that they want to include on next month's agenda?
No.
I'm assuming, okay, we'll go past that. I'm assuming we have no public?
No, we do not.
All right. So, in almost the fastest meeting in history, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Bart. I move to adjourn.
Is Cheryl, I second.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn as of 9:59 a.m. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.